This is Grant Kaltenbach with SEMO Spotlight. I sat down with Tyler Batista, an acting major and a senior here at Southeast Missouri State, who just finished playing the part of JD in SEMO's Heathers the Musical. So, what was it like?
It was a lot of fun. It was a really interesting experience, especially playing a character that was based off of a movie. So it was pretty interesting in that aspect. Compared to other plays where it's you just get the source material of the script, having an actual movie and a bunch of other movies that movie in particular was based off of was kind of something that helped shape the character that I didn't think that it would. Because normally, like, when you go into these shows, like, you're just given what the script gives you and you don't have a lot to go off of. So being able to, like, actually watch another performer do the character and have to replicate that, I thought that was really interesting. And it was less of what I could bring to it and more of just like how accurate I could be to the character and to the story that we're trying to tell. Getting into the space was a lot of fun. It was a little later in the process for us to get to the space. I think we only had maybe 2-3 rehearsals in the space before we started dress rehearsals, which is a little late. But once we got into the space and kind of got into the groove of the show that way, I mean, it was like another switch turned on for everybody. And you felt that with everyone. Everyone kind of just like, we had been so anxious about the show and getting into the space and making sure that everything was perfect. And then, like, once we kind of had that first rehearsal where everything went right and everything kind of fell into place in the space, we're just like, we got something special. We've got a show that's like really going to hit it off. And we kind of knew that, especially with our ensemble. Like, I just want to praise the ensemble just a little bit, because they were incredible. Would message each other before rehearsals even started to make sure that they go over choreography and different harmonies and stuff like that. Like, every single person that was in this show was on top of everything, and that made my job just so much easier. It made it so much easier, being able to have a good ensemble like that to be able to back me up. So one thing that I'm able to go to auditions and notice on how different our program is compared to others is the level of professionalism that we're taught here is very, it shows. It definitely shows, because I can notice, like, our students compared to some other ones that are going into auditions and just how they carry themselves, how they communicate with people. And it really feels like they've really set us up for success, not in just being actors and putting characters to life, but more of just like how we can get into the business of that. Because I think that's a lot of that's something big that a lot of people don't really think about. It is that, like, as actors, like, you know, we're freelance workers. It is an actual business. It's not just like we're going up there to, you know, have fun and play these characters. It's a lot of there's a whole business behind it, and I think they've set us up for a really good job in making sure that we succeed in the business aspect of it. Overall, Heathers was a phenomenal experience. For those of you guys who got to see it, I really hope that the energy that we felt on the stage translated. We kind of got that from the crowds as well, but it was an incredible experience, and I know this was definitely an experience that's really going to propel me in my career going forward. Just great all around.
This has been SEMO Spotlight. For more SEMO Spotlight podcasts, check out krcu.org.